Transient Goat and Big Wolf in Hoopoo, episode number 1147 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Allison Lowe. How is everyone doing? This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The Pleasant Goat and the Big Grey Wolf is an animated TV series developed by Huang Viming. The series is about a group of goats living in the green grass, whose story revolves around a clumsy wolf who wants to eat them. It was produced by Creative Power Co., which entertains a wide audience from children to adults and adults to children and young and old. Some episodes of the series were broadcast in India, in Hindi as Kya Bakra Hai Goat and in English as The Pleasant Goat and the Big Grey Wolf. In order to profit from the success of the cartoon, the producers made an animated film and an animated film in 2009. The series has been made into a series of animated films, each with its own special effects, music and sound effects. In China, Super Adventure was introduced in English as The Pleasant Goat and the Big Grey Wolf and Big Wolf in Huanpu. China's Xinhua news agency quoted an unnamed insider as saying the cartoon's success was attributed to fans tuning in to the show for 3 years. Chinese animated films Super Adventure and The Pleasant Goat and the Big Grey Wolf in Huanpu broke even on opening weekend with ticket sales of more than 1.5 billion yuan. While he called the film Pleasant Goat a dark horse, he predicted that the film would make more money than any other film of its genre in China. Alpha terminated its contract with Disney, and Pleasant Goat and the Big Wolf has had nothing to do with them since its moderate success. Creative Power Entertainment has produced over 2,000 episodes, including 60 exclusive episodes of the Olympics since 2008. When Pleasant Goat and the Big Wolf premiered, there were 510 episodes in the first season, totaling 1,200 episodes. For the rather bumpy character, he always devises elaborate plans and sets imaginative traps to catch goats with limited success. He is often outwitted by the goats and often finds no loophole in his overly complex plans. His failure to get food is expressed by his constant fear of being hit on the head by a pan or banging his head against a wall. In one episode, Wolfie invites his uncle to stay, but the uncle convinces his wife to pretend he is submissive. He loses face in the face of his and Wolfie's violence, and the older generation sees him as a respectable comic character, while the woman fears him. The goat has not yet given up his dream of catching a goat, nor has he abandoned his love of family and friends. When his uncle leaves, Wolfie gives him a good threshing to make up for the time he missed beating him but not doing any harm. He likes to go hunting with his father, but he usually gets lost and likes to dress up as Wesley, either as Wesley's brother or sister Tibby. He also has a usually one-sided friendship with Paddy, affectionately calling him brother or Paddus. He has no connection to Padelay and affectionately calls her brother and sister instead of his real name. After he was driven out of wolf school, his father reluctantly enrolled him in a goat school, where he befriended the other goats who occasionally helped him in their fight against Wolfie. Wolves and sheep live in peace, fighting side by side, guarding the pastures and resisting foreign enemies. During the development of the plot, director Huang has created a new storyline called Victory Basket, and Zihui is back on top. This is a basketball animation that deals with basketball, so let's analyze it all together. They have succeeded in making Hoopoo's Gym the most popular basketball game in the country. This is the first time in the history of Hoopoo that a planet-like goat and a big wolf meet in a basketball game. Her name is probably a reference to Xiang Xiang Wolfie, the preferred wife of Yi Tailang's cousin. She has a crush on Jay and almost marries him, but eventually marries his cousin, who is secretly in love with her. In this episode, it is shown that when a sister receives a mysterious apple, she tends to have two weapons, iron, she has a little pink heart, a satchel she carries with a matching ribbon on it, and she has her pet owl, which is purple and called Nuan, Nans or Nuan Warm, Warm. She has an orange hat, a red hat with the same color as the owl's head and a white hat. The main character is portrayed as a school, an old goat who attends school under the tutelage of Slowey, the village elder. The goat takes Stacy to Goat Village after he invents a time machine, and the two travel back in time. This is all for today, guys. My name is Allison and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.